Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yo, we had a caller yesterday bring up this name. I heard Sal bring up this name out of nostalgia. But then I heard Brian Windhorst bring up the name, and he's not a guy who's just going to throw out a name without it being at least somewhat legitimate. And that was Jeff Van Gundy. And I was shocked to hear that a NBA insider like Windhorst would actually say that Van Gundy was a legitimate candidate. And the reason why is this. I loved Jeff Van Gundy's tenure. Every time I see him and when he was calling games, I absolutely loved him and thought about all the great memories, and we all know it from the 90s. But like, this is a completely different regime, completely different people that don't have ties. Like, yes, they welcome in the old Knicks, and yes, there's a relationship there. But Leon Rose isn't hearkening back to the days of Van Gundy and Ewing, and he's not thinking about that.
No, he's 11 coaches ago.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Really? 11 coaches ago. And, you know, he had a 590 winning record.
Who was the last winning head coach that they had.
Yeah, 96 to 2001.
Well, Mike Woodson had a winning record. Yeah.
A little bit, because he wasn't here that long.
Yeah.
But, so he's 11 coaches again. You remember, he was around for 2001 and left after that because of everything that was going on. I mean, like, there was, I don't know. Again.
24 years later, Van Gundy back in the door.
Again, you know, if you and I were talking about the Jets bringing in John Gruden or Bill Belichick or anybody like that, why wouldn't we believe that the Knicks should get at least interview with Jeff Van Gundy? But I don't know what, you know, is he living in Houston now? And
he was with the Clippers. He actually got back on the bench as an assistant who was running the defense for the Clippers this past year.
Oh, well, there you go. I didn't even realize that. Yeah. So at least he's back in, and he's got his foot into the coaching world again in terms of understanding what the league has become. The league is completely different than what it was back in 2001. I know he covered the league, and a lot of times in this league, guys will go right from the, you know, TV booth or radio booth and go right into coaching.
Yeah. Now, I think that Van Gundy is a fun idea. It's 24 years that he's been the Knicks head coach. I mean, that's a long time. But what's interesting about it is when I brought up yesterday, if Tom Thibodeau was the most defensive-minded coach in basketball, couldn't get his best players to play great defense, meaning Jalen Brunson, Karl Anthony Towns, then who would do it? Well, Jeff Van Gundy was in charge of the defense for the Clippers, who had one of the best defenses in basketball. So he might be the guy to answer that question. I just find it hard to believe that this regime that has built something on their own is going to dip back into the past. That's the reason why I can't believe that it's a realistic option.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make sense to me just because of the length of time he has been out of here and because of the new people that are here and have been here and have kind of really, I mean, really, really entrenched themselves within this organization. Mm. And William Wesley's one of those guys.
Yeah.
I mean, he is entrenched. He is not going anywhere. He is like an embedded tick right now. And his influence, I believe, is very significant. Very significant.
Okay.
And I it's going to have to be somebody that is going to get along with him. So, and I'm assuming that they're going to keep this coaching staff. Again, I don't know. Is that a hindrance as to who you are hiring? And what are the agents saying? Like, if you were representing, say, Johnny Bryant, or you're representing Taylor Jenkins or one of these guys, what would you say to the Knicks about your guy coming in to take over and the people that he wants to work with?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'll take this job if he's allowed to hire his staff. I mean, you want to tell me that I have to deal with Rick Brunson? Okay, I'll deal with Rick Brunson because Jalen Brunson's so important, but I'm not just taking your guys because you want me to. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, that's setting a precedent there that you've got no power from day one, that you've got no influence. If the organization is telling you who your assistant coaches are, I mean, you're coming in there with your tail between your legs before you even coach a game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, I never like that kind of thing unless it's somebody that is familiar with the way things are run here. I mean, that's the one thing I will say about the Rangers hiring Mike Sullivan. They went back to a guy who was here as an assistant coach and knows all the pieces, knows all the people, knows the Dolan family, you know, had success somewhere else, you know, so, and had success when he was here and was liked when he was here by the players that he was coaching.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that makes a lot of sense. That was like a, when he became available from the Pittsburgh Penguins standpoint, it was a no-brainer to go get him.
Oh, wow. Boomer weaved hockey into this conversation.
By the way, a hell of a game last night, Eddie, between the Oilers and the Panthers that went into overtime.
Indeed, I was awake when it happened.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Oh, what a game. What a game. That's going to be some series, man.
The, you know, if you want to look at the odds, like the lines on this.
Do we got Polymarket? Then Polymarket have odds? Or are you looking
you know
at
what?
FanDuel odds?
Good call on that. No, this was the FanDuel odds.
It's the FanDuel odds. Okay, now I saw some of those yesterday.
Yeah, these are the ones from yesterday. I haven't gotten updated ones, but this one still has Mike Malone as the favorite. I mean, I know why it makes sense. That's the first thing we were saying when things were going a little haywire in the Pistons series was, hey, if the Knicks lose this series, Mike Malone's going to be the next head coach of the Knicks. But it's, everybody has just squashed that. But let me see Polymarket. Polymarket's all over this stuff, right? Do you think that they have, you know, the last time we talked about Polymarket is when someone won big cash because they bet on Sydney Sweeney calling off her engagement before like June or something.
Yeah, I wonder if Polymarket, I would think under sports that they would definitely have something like this just because of the interest in it.
Yeah, I mean, I've got NBA champion. Let's see, sports category coming up right now. Yeah, I mean, the problem is there's so much of this. All right, NBA. I can't find it right now. I'll keep looking
for it.
You keep
working on that.
But I mean, Michael Malone can't be the favorite. He just can't be, according to everybody that's around the team. I mean, something went on there in Denver that is making him toxic. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, is the fact that someone with his resume getting fired when he got fired, and then...
But that team picked it up after he got fired.
I know.
And they almost, you know, they took what? OKC to seven games.
Yeah. No, I mean, yes, they did. And so, I mean, maybe that doesn't help his case.
I think this is all going to be, it's going to be, it's human interaction. It's getting to know each other, if it's him or if it's Johnny Bryant, who does know everybody. And I think everybody would feel safe around him, meaning that their jobs would stay in place because he gets along with everybody. But then again, I don't know why Johnny Bryant left in the first place.
For a lateral move. I mean, that's the thing that's really interesting. I mean, did he leave because he was frustrated because Tibbs wasn't listening to him? Did he leave because he thought under Tibbs it was going to be hard for him to get a head coaching job because Tibbs is viewed as the person in charge and his assistants are just assistants and he felt like he had to get on a different staff where he was more visible? I don't know, but it is an interesting one. I mean, it's like a coordinator in football, an offensive coordinator leaving for another offensive coordinator job, and the team that had him allowing him to do that, which generally doesn't happen.
No, that's exactly right. So I don't know. Who knows what happened here? I don't know if he wanted to go to just a different organization just to kind of get a different feel from a different coach. And, you know, they did have a great season out there in Cleveland. There's no question about that. I'm assuming he and Kenny Atkinson must be somewhat close. Maybe that was it.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I don't think he's gonna go work for somebody he doesn't know and like. By the way, Polymarket has nothing on the Knicks head coach. They have NBA champion. They got Giannis Antetokounmpo's next team, and they have Kevin Durant's next
team. They got Giannis going to the Nets. The Nets,
7% for Giannis going to the Nets, 26% to the Rockets, 14% not traded. And the Knicks are not even, I mean, they're on the list, but they don't even have a percentage next to them. They're an option if you'd like to buy that future on Polymarket, but nobody has yet. So, interesting, but I think one reason why Polymarket doesn't have this up is the thing you were just talking about the fact that they've got it all on lockdown and no one has any idea what the hell is going on, right? So they don't want to put themselves out there at any sort of risk where some long shot could come in and then they end up losing a ton of money or whatever it is, like these sports books tend to do.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.